It's Thursday, September 28th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Earlier this month, India's Jharkhand state joined 6 other states to approve an anti-forced conversion law, despite peaceful protests from thousands of Christians. This new law prohibits coercion or allurement in making converts to a religion. As characteristic for other states in India, this law has already been used as the basis for arresting multiple pastors. The World View spoke to Nathan Johnson, regional manager with International Christian Concern, about the background of these laws in India.
The Indian government now, the party in power there, is called the BJP, and they have a very Hindu nationalistic agenda going on. So what this has done is given Hindu radicals who are looking to stop the spread of other minority religions the power to get these anti-conversion laws enacted. So far this year, there's been a report of 410 incidents of persecution across India in the first 6 months of 2017, compared to a total of 441 reported incidents last year, the whole year. So we're seeing a very big upscale in persecution incidents this year compared to last year. Part of that can be because of these forced conversion laws that are coming into effect. Christians are still standing strong and holding their faith. It's just a lot of times they're having to go through legal battles, going through fights to be able to spread their faith or just practice their faith themselves.
Johnson said we can pray for these fellow Christians to stand fast in their faith in Christ and to have wisdom as they spread the gospel in this politically hostile area. The Lord promises in Isaiah 41:10, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Praise God! 4 Nepali Christians were finally released after 9 months of imprisonment. The believers had prayed with a mentally ill woman, then were charged with violence and witchcraft. International Christian Concern petitioned the Nepali government for their release, and now the charges have been dropped. A Russian Orthodox Church spokesman named Metropolitan Hilarion spoke last week at a symposium in London on the Christian future of Europe. Hilarion said that Christianity is dying out in Europe and being replaced by secularism. He noted a Pew Research study that anticipates a decrease of nearly 100 million Christians in Europe by 2050. He stated, quote, "I firmly believe that a Europe which has renounced Christ will not be able to preserve its cultural and spiritual identity. Christians in Europe must strive to defend their values on which the continent has been built for centuries, and listen to the lamentations and sufferings of Christians from all over the globe." Unquote. Ireland's Eighth Amendment defends the right to life of the unborn. Pro-lifers estimate that the amendment has saved the lives of 100,000 babies. However, the country's Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, supports the murder of the unborn. He announced Tuesday that a referendum vote on abortion would be held in May or June of 2018. Psalm 2, 1-2 asks, "Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed." Following the latest defeat of repealing Obamacare, Republican lawmakers unveiled the framework for a new tax reform plan yesterday. The proposal essentially doubles the standard deduction amounts for individual and family income, takes the number of tax brackets from 7 to 3, and cuts the corporate rates. House Speaker Paul Ryan announced the new plan at a Capitol Hill press conference.
"Today, we are taking the next step to liberate Americans from our broken tax code."
President Donald Trump congratulated Judge Roy Moore for his victory against Luther Strange in Alabama's Republican Senate runoff election on Tuesday. After speaking to Moore yesterday, Trump said, quote, "Sounds like a really great guy who ran a fantastic race. He will help to make America great again." Unquote. Nearly 100,000 people have been evacuated from a region in the Indonesian island of Bali, as the Mount Agung volcano is expected to erupt. As of yesterday, Indonesia's disaster agency detected over 800 earthquakes in the area. Mount Agung last erupted in 1963, causing the deaths of 1,100 people. And finally, Jennifer Wirtz, mother of three, lost her job at a Circle K gas station in Albuquerque, New Mexico, after she had to defend herself by shooting an armed robbery suspect, reports Fox News. Now, almost $70,000 has been raised for the mother through GoFundMe.com, a link we have provided in our transcript at TheWorldView.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, September 28th, in the year of our Lord, 2017, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at TheWorldView.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.